This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome into this bonus episode of the Bartholomew Town Podcast. It's Bill Bartholomew and a pleasure to spend some time with you as always here on the pod. So this right here is actually the audio from a video that I posted yesterday from my van right outside of Governor Raimondo's COVID-19 address. And this is just a few seconds after I left her announcement of the Rhode Island pause, which comes up beginning November 30th. And this is, of course, just an effort to try to dial back in the COVID numbers here in Rhode Island, which right now are clearly heading in the wrong direction. And look, some people have said to me, you know, we may be entering a period where we're in a peak, so the panic button isn't appropriate. You know, we're going to kind of max out, and this mimics trends we've seen in the past. Others have said, look, we're at 97% hospital capacity, and we're in a really dangerous situation when it comes to overwhelming our healthcare. Regardless of the fact, I made this video yesterday, which I do every time. Well, in the last few months, I guess, I just sort of go on Facebook Live and give, I guess, like a recap of what the governor's announcements were and you know, have a little fun and so on and so forth. And that's what I had planned to do yesterday afternoon when I got to my van. But this kind of turned into a rant. And I've been hearing from a lot of you out there. And I know the video got thousands of views on social media. And some of you have written and said, hey, look, you know, we like this this commentary, this opinion thing. And which is something, you know, I do it on the radio. And, you know, I do offer opinion. But generally speaking, you know, I try to play more of a journalistic role, particularly on the podcast. But this one, I don't know, I just felt like really coming from exactly how I was feeling, and it seems like a lot of you are feeling this way as well. So, you know, I'm fairly critical of the plan that's been laid out for a number of reasons, which you'll hear if you continue listening to this episode right now. You'll hear in a matter of moments in the audio from the video. If you want to see the video itself, Instagram at Bill Bartholomew or btown.stream. That'll take you to the B-Town Facebook group where you can check out the actual video as I sit in my van with my coat on and the sun glistening through the window. But I appreciate everyone who's reached out about this because I didn't really know where I was going. Like I said, I was genuinely just looking to sort of give a recap and kind of got overtaken a bit here as I started to talk about where we're at right now. And you'll hear, I'm not trying to body slam the governor or anything like that. It's really not about that. It's more just about, you know, man, this situation is brutal. And, you know, I hope we can, you know what it is? It kind of comes back to something that I was talking about last week, which is at the end of the day, we've got to look out for ourselves and for our community, you know, on our own, regardless of what sort of leadership decisions are made. You know what I mean? Those are guidelines anyway. And we got to do what we can to keep this community safe, to keep ourselves safe, to keep healthcare workers safe, to keep frontline retail workers safe, and you know, not overwhelm the hospital system. So that's kind of where I'm going in this rant. If you want to listen to it, it's right here. If you want to go watch the video, it's there for you where I described a few moments ago. And I just felt like, you know what, I'm going to put it up on the podcast because this pod stream, it really does reach a lot of people that I don't know if you guys are all on the social media or not. So here it is, yesterday from my van, a little rant, if you will, following the governor's press conference. And by the way, next press conference for the governor is scheduled for Wednesday of next week, 1 p.m. I'll actually be filling in for Matt Allen on WPRO on Wednesday, so I won't be in the room, but I'll give you a little pregame action at noon on Wednesday if you tune in on the radio. And next week's podcast is going to be really focused on, well, next Tuesday's podcast will be really focused on this same conversation. You know, COVID restrictions, are we doing enough? Is it targeted in the right way? Why are there seemingly some exceptions to some of the decrees that are being put forth? And we'll get into all that next week on the pod. And I want everyone to have a great weekend. Take care of each other. And here's my rant from the van yesterday. All right. Well, good afternoon, everyone. And big numbers today. I could see on the watch party inside the group and just overall the governor's own stream. A lot of people tuned in today, way more than normal, as the governor announced the latest round of COVID-19 restrictions here in the state. And let's just get straight to it. So the governor announcing that there's going to be a two-week pause that takes place beginning on Monday, November 30th. And good afternoon, folks. If you're just hopping in right now, a quick recap of where we're at here with these COVID-19 restrictions. So, I mean, let's be honest, right? let's be honest about what just took place inside the Veterans Memorial Auditorium. And with all due respect to businesses, with all due respect to restaurants, with all due respect to the casino, you know, Twin River, you know, you on your own right now should be making the decision to not go into crowded places. Okay, particularly here in the urban area of the state, you know, the broad stroke, if you will, of Providence, Central Falls, Pawtucket, but I think on a statewide basis as well, because folks, it's clear from what we just learned right now, they have lost the ability to do effective contact tracing. Okay, they're well behind on testing. She says she wants to double testing in the next couple of weeks. All right. And it's clear that the reason why there's no quote unquote lockdown, pause, however you want to put it, effective immediately, is just simply because she wants to get through Thanksgiving for restaurants that have already purchased, you know, ingredients or whatever it may be. Okay. She mentioned Black Friday. Okay. So there's an element of this of getting prepared for a lockdown. All right. But the reality is that the numbers now, the numbers right here today, as they stand in Rhode Island, the community spread that's taking place. Okay. The reality of what's going on in the hospitals. I got one person saying they've got beds in the hallway at Rhode Island Hospital. We're 97% capacity in some cases, okay? The reality is we've entered an extremely dangerous situation. We've been in it for a bit here, and it's only going to get more and more dangerous as time progresses over these next few days. So the governor has reduced the social gathering limit to a household. So if you live by yourself, you're hanging by yourself. If you live with three people, you're allowed to see three people, okay? Reducing it from 10, okay? But she's going to go to this pause. We're going to go to a pause, as they're calling it, okay, on November 30th for 2 weeks, during which time elementary schools will stay open and in-person learning, okay? Restaurants are going to be reduced to a 33% capacity. There'll still be indoor dining capacity. All right, my question is, it's sort of twofold as well. What about the folks who work in these types of environments? All right, so if you're a tipped worker at a restaurant, you know, if you work in retail, if you shut things down, there's no stimulus or cash right here, right now to get you through, to float you. At the same time, keeping things open will... If we're in such dire straits, it would seem reasonable to think that those folks on the front lines, and I'm not talking about healthcare workers, those folks, of course, are always in an extremely dangerous situation. We're talking about people who work in restaurants, who work retail. The fact that the governor mentioned Black Friday, to me, that raised a red flag. I just don't like that. You know, it's a good year to not participate in that nonsense anyway. Maybe we can phase it out of our culture, but... This year in particular, you're going to have people who work at Target or whatever other store, all right? And Megan, yeah, the CARES money is sitting there. She says she's going to use it to help float businesses through. Will she actually do it? We're going to find out. We got to see it come, though. We've got to see that money be floated. And this is a little bit of a different recap, obviously, stylistically, than I've been doing. I've usually been giving it more of like a, you know, a ha, 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 here's what happened. You know, here's what's going on today. I'm kind of flabbergasted. You know, because I feel like we're in a situation now that, and I kind of said this on the radio last week, where leadership can only do so much. And you have to think for yourself in this moment and what's best for you, what's best for your family, what's best for the people that you care about, what's best for this community. And with all due respect to the governor, with all due respect to the Department of Health, you need to make a decision for yourself right now. And I believe that is to stay away from crowds and to do whatever you can do to participate in your own version of a pause, effective immediately, okay? Now, high school students will be in distance learning also beginning November 30th. You know, but my questions, my lines of questioning today were, hey, so what's the difference? You know, they got Twin River open. They got the casino still open tonight, but they're going to shut it down in 2 weeks. And meanwhile, Twin River puts out a press release during the governor's announcement saying, well, you know, we're doing such a great job here. We're going to give ourselves a pat on the back and celebrate the fact that we're so benevolent that we'll agree to shut down our casino, our indoor facility, mostly elderly people, you know, ancient carpeting and ventilation systems with people touching machines touching cards, you know, eating in, at buffet, I guess no buffets, but eating at restaurants, whatever else you do at Twin River. Well, money's king, yes. Absolutely, Lauren. Lauren writes, it's clear money's king. Well, yeah, you know why? Because we have one political party in this country, the business party, two factions, the Republicans and the Democrats. There's a lot of major differences, but that's what's happening here. And again, with all due respect to the governor, who I believe herself, today was the first time we saw her lose her train of thought, answer questions in a way that showed that she knows that the right thing to do would be to immediately shut this down and pay everybody who works in a restaurant, who works at Target, who works in any environment that's dangerous, and pay them using the CARES dollars immediately. But for practical, logistical reasons, they're not, as she describes them. So here we are, Monday, November 30th. It's going to go to this pause. We're going to be on pause for 2 weeks. And that's just the beginning, I believe. I don't believe it will end in 2 weeks. I believe that this will extend through the holidays. You know what I mean? But the fact that they came out there today and they did not shut this down, when we've got 600, 700, 800, 1,000 people a day who are testing positive, all the while these test results coming back in with significant delays, contact tracing has completely fallen apart. We got people saying in schools, we've got people in all kinds of environments saying that they've never heard from the Department of Health. And again, I understand they're overwhelmed. We all get it. But the response should be to immediately pause or lock down, whatever terminology. Come up with a better word than lockdown if it's about that. But that was aggravating, because the governor is easily one of the smartest people that I've ever met. And she knows. You can read body language. We can all do it. She knows how dangerous this is. And to mention Black Friday, and to mention Twin River, and to not shut that nonsense down right now. And again, with all due respect, I know people enjoy the casino. I know it makes the state money. All right, Mark Cristofaldi over there, everybody who's involved, and I know they got their whole operation. And it's not that I don't want to seem like I want to see them permanently go out of business, because, by the way, they won't. They just inked a deal with Sinclair Media this morning, the company that owns Twin River, multi-hundred-million-dollar deal to talk about sports betting on Channel 10 and similar stations around the country and to take over Fox Sports regional networks. They got plenty of cash to shut that operation down. But the fact that they're going to wait 2 weeks to shut that casino down, that tells you all you need to know, and that's outrageous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Now, the governor did, to her credit, deliver a sober presentation on the major issue that we're facing right now, which is hospital capacity. And as Dr. Munoz in the comments during the actual press conference itself had indicated, you know, that comes down to getting into a situation where we're going to have to ration care. The governor accurately described a staffing shortage, okay, when it comes to medical personnel to deal with the field hospitals or inside the brick and mortar hospitals themselves. That's a major problem. But I guess my message right now, as I come out and recap it, and I'm going to post in the comments here, I'm going to post exactly what it is that this pause consists of. Okay. And you know what, Shay? Yeah, you shouldn't feel comfortable going to your service job, because we got about 1,000 people a day turning up with positive test results. Well, people can't get a test for weeks at a time in some cases, or a week at a time. Then you can't get the contact tracing to figure out what these clusters look like. You've got Central Falls with delayed test results talking about 17% of the population, all right, testing positive. You've got all kinds of situations here around the state that are extremely dangerous. And yet, again, folks, this comes down to you having to make that single-handed decision for yourself, you know? And with all due respect to the governor, because I do believe that she does have the best interest of the state in mind. I don't think, you know, again, this isn't them coming out here and saying, how can we blow up the state? But boy, is this an example right now, folks, of a situation where you would like to see the power of the people make a decision that is better for this community, which is to not be going out and about, not going out into stores. You know, somebody posted on Facebook today, they're booking bands, you know what I mean, for next week. I mean, get out of here, man. You know, I lost my whole season of music this year. You know, and I'm getting older, and it's becoming more difficult to imagine, you know, future seasons of music, maybe shows, but full seasons. You know, who cares? You know, talking about Black Friday, you gotta be kidding me. Black Friday, that should be that's a disgrace anyway. That shouldn't even be happening. That's a disgraceful thing anyway. But the fact that that is coming into play in this decision-making process, it just tells me you need to think for yourself out there. And that's my message to you after sitting through that presentation. With all due respect to the governor, I don't believe she's trying to screw the state over or anything like that. But the pause begins on, Sarah writes, I work in retail and it's happening here. It's crazy. It's definitely happening there. I don't doubt it at all. I don't doubt it at all. Yeah, Black Friday is a disgrace, you know. It's a disgrace. Every year we see, you know, people giggle, oh, these people trampling each other for some products at Walmart or whatever. You know, here's a good opportunity to get that corporatocracy and reduce it to a big zero this year. You know, for the sake of the potential, I'm not going to go this far. I was going to say the potential survival of the species, but how about for the betterment of the community, you know? So the reality is we've got a 2-week pause coming up. I'm going to post it here your daughter working at Dunkin'. What happens if the pause doesn't work? Well, the governor said she's going to go to a full-scale lockdown. Or what does that mean? Well, it means that there's going to be, you know, economic disaster as on top of this pandemic that's even more extreme than we're experiencing right now. And Rebecca, I think you wrote that the governor knows people are traveling for Thanksgiving, believe me. I'm sure people are. And as a result, they're going to come back and they're going to interact with a bunch of people. And some of them are going to go into, send their kids into an elementary school. This situation is an absolute disgrace right now, folks, that we're in. You know, the fact that we're on the verge of overwhelming our healthcare system, you know, with this kind of nonsense going on, the fact that the people are going to go to this casino, that people are continuing. I mean, some people are still continuing the narrative that the masks don't work, that whatever it is. I mean, talk about a disgrace. And this pause, it better work. How is it going to be enforced? You still have 33% of indoor dining. You know, I mean, I was in Newport yesterday. We were doing an interview outdoors for TV, for the TV show. And, you know, I poked my head. I didn't actually poke my head in, but I looked into some restaurants. I saw people eating, you know, and that's fine. And restaurants are important. I love restaurants. I love them. You know, they're great. Man, going into Poor Judgment, get a veggie burger. I mean, it's great stuff. But how about we take our own pause? You know what I mean? How about that? Yeah, the casino's open. They're keeping the casino open. And then they come out with this press release during the press conference. They come out with a press release up there at Twin River. Mark Cristofaldi, the folks at Twin River, congratulating themselves, giving themselves a big pat on the back. The notion that they're going to shut things down on November 30th. Shut it down immediately. Shut it down immediately. That's how you deal with this. If you have any guts, if you care about this community whatsoever, and you operate a casino, an indoor facility with people, elderly people in particular, you know, staying around in one place for extended periods of time, handling machines. Oh, we wiped the machines down. Well, we know it's an aerosolized virus. What kind of ventilation system do you have in there? You know what I mean? So it goes on and on and on. And this is turning into much more of a rant than I ever intended for it to be. You know, I really was just trying to tell people, here's what happened in case you didn't want to sit through an hour and a half presentation. But I have been at 123 of these press conferences. And this one today, it struck a nerve because, and again, not body slamming the governor or the health department. It's just a reality that the lockdown that is required is one of our own nature. It's one of our own making. And boy, I hope common sense prevails. I'm going to post the details about what exactly this pause is. They gave us this infographic. Yeah, Tony, people need their distractions to line the pockets of, of those who exist largely unaffected. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Can you believe that Black Friday, I mean, even Thanksgiving, you know what I mean? Thanksgiving itself, I mean, it's just shocking. You know what I mean? And yeah, I can't even go further. So stay safe. I'm going to post the pause details here and we'll check in soon on all this. Keep each other safe though, because it's going to come down to that now.
This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.